The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
As the competition was playing there, John Cadell suddenly started reminiscing about not just once, but twice that he's seen Iron Maiden live.
Yeah, the first time I think was in the RDS or in Lansdowne Road as it was then, outdoors. And then the second time was Carnage in, I think it was still the Point Depot, and I was in the front row.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my friend dragged me up to the front row and like...
Were you wearing a band t-shirt?
Yes, I was. I was wearing an Iron Maiden
t-shirt. Pretty sure I've seen you in Iron Maiden.
I just came out drenched in sweat, but a really nice crowd, because if you fell over, you were picked right back up. Yeah. Maiden fans are good people.
Very good. Well, there's lots of them texting in at the moment trying to win the competition. So hope, well, one of them obviously will win the tickets. And we're giving away more during the week as well. Just to say, Roisin Thornhill is the Sandymount Hotel competition winner from earlier, who gave the correct answer, Intermezzo, the new book by Sally Rooney. D-Ready, before we hear from you, I need to play a little bit of music. I don't know if it is music. I need to play a little bit of the performance of Liam Gallagher.
Ah, stop this.
At Wembley last Saturday night, performing Supersonic live. Like as bad as I've been led to believe. Why is everyone complaining?
Well, it's not great now, given the upcoming tour. I will say, I hope whoever is doing the PR for this tour is getting paid by the hour, because they are being kept busy. Basically, he went off on one then after people criticised his singing. I won't repeat the first part of his missive to people, because the language is, it's not safe for use anywhere. But he basically hit out at people criticising his angelic tones and said that anyone, like that basically, and you know, if you're not a real fan, you're an imposter, and you know, give your tickets back, he'll take them off you. Now, I will say, bit rich to be saying that. Like, I think if you're going to insist that the only people that go to your gig are real fans, then perhaps, Liam, price your gig accordingly.
What do you think of that performance? I mean, can he be auto-tuned, do you think, for the live Oasis gigs?
There's nothing wrong with that vocal.
John, it's not great.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The people who are complaining about Liam Gallagher's vocal either last night at the boxing or 2 months ago at the Three Arena have not listened to his voice in the last 30 years. The only people who are complaining about this and saying, I'm selling me Oasis tickets, are the people who maybe have a dusty old copy of Definitely Maybe, want to relive their youth, and haven't seen or followed Liam's voice and the journey that he's been on over the last 30 years, because the man is 52. And if I was sounding as good as that as a professional singer at 52, I'd be delighted.
No, hold on. Good point. He's 52. He's a bit old to be kicking off on social media.
I'm not finished. There's more attitude and rock and roll in that performance than in nearly everything else I've heard all year.
Emer says, hadn't heard Liam Gallagher's performance until now. I don't get what the complaining
nor
is about.
Nor do I. Nor
it
does
sounds exactly like, well, Liam Gallagher.
Nor does
someone hears that and then gives out they obviously were never a fan in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. The only people...
And I think that's totally fair enough. But I think you can't be charging people through the ear to hear you warbling.
Paul in Roscommon says, sweet mother of Jesus, I know Liam Gallagher was never much of a singer, but that's atrocious.
That's, well,
he
that's
sounds
nonsense.
Like a drunk outside a pub at 2 a.m.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I've heard that performance of Supersonic at karaoke in the lower deck.
Absolute nonsense. If you don't know that Liam Gallagher has one of the great rock voices, one of the great rock voices, well then you need your ears clean.
He was singing in an ad hoc setup at a boxing match, not exactly the best setup for a singer. Saudi Arabian sports washing.
I actually don't know.
But the thing is, it wouldn't even be a talking point right now, guys.
If he hadn't
kicked off on social media accusing people who suggested he wasn't sounding his best and his crispest of not being real fans and not being welcome at the show that they've paid a lot of money to go see.
If you're going to insult Liam Gallagher, you might as well expect a comeback from him.
Tom and Abby League says, good at 52, did he say? He wasn't even good at 22. No,
that is
another one says, went to see him in Thurman Park this year and he was fantastic.
But I haven't left myself wide open. Liam Gallagher has an incredible...
Not you, John. I was never suggest that. Just that Liam Gallagher has left himself open.
No, he hasn't. Why? By what? By singing like Liam Gallagher? Absolute rubbish, and I can't even believe we're covering this. It's a non-story. Let's move on, Matt, please.
The boxing was in London, Matt. I never said it was anywhere else, here, but it was funded by Saudi Arabia. They even paid the Saudi national anthem at the damn thing.
Wait, let's go on to the next story, because this is just annoying me now.
Are you annoyed? My God, there's a surprise. Okay. Justin Timberlake is coming to Ireland, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. He'll be playing Belsonic at Ormu Park, Belfast on June 26th and Dublin's Malahide Castle on June 28th next year.
Okay. Are you excited about that? It doesn't sound like it.
I'm not overcome with excitement, I wouldn't say. Like, I think Justin is one of those people, like, he'd a great pop career, obviously. He had his early solo career was excellent.
He's not gilded himself in glory in the
last few years. And I think a lot of stuff that's come out about how he acted towards Janet Jackson, I'm sure we'll talk about her later anyway, and Britney Spears, who, as you know, I am a fan of, and I feel very sorry for how she's been treated within the industry. And he was one of the few people that maybe was in a position to actually be able to help, and he didn't.
Good singer, though, and good pop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a great gig. I mean, he's lucky he's getting to do it at all, because he was in trouble with the police.
A couple of months back for impaired
driving. But anyway, yeah, here he comes again after 10 years. He hasn't been here in 10 years. Phoenix Park was the last time.
What is the Janet Jackson comments about Kamala Harris, for which I believe she's apologised?
Yes, she has. She questioned Kamala Harris's ethnic background in an interview that she did with The Guardian. So she was asked the interviewer asked her what she thought of America potentially voting in its first black female president. And she basically repeated total conspiracy theory stuff of saying, well, you know what I heard, she's not black, that's what I heard, her father's white, and the interviewer actually did pull her up on it there and then and clarified that her father is Jamaican and her mother is Indian. It's kind of a baffling one, I think, because, you know, God, given the bizarre rumour mill about her brother's race back in the day and his relationship with his race back in the day, it seems odd to me that somebody with that in their family background would be throwing somebody else onto the same fire of public ire. But, like, here we are. And it just goes to show the amount, when that sort of conspiracy takes hold, how easily people can be drawn in by it.
Let's get picks of the week. What are you going for, John?
Well, I'm going for the one and only Cher. She has released a new greatest hits compilation. First one from her in 20 years, believe it or not. And the thing about it is, the Shermeister has actually compiled this one herself. So they're her choices. Now, there's two versions of this. There's a CD, which is 21 tracks. And there's also a digital version, which is... the CD is called Cher Forever. And the digital version is called Cher Forever Fan. Okay?
You should have called it Cher, like...
There you go.
Missed opportunity.
But the one on digital has 40 tracks. So she's picked 40 tracks for the digital version. And included on it is this. And I wanted to hear what you think about this.
Now
going to show that Cher can make any song sound like Let Your Love Flow.
Like, is it because of her TV show where she did covers of loads of songs? It's just, she can kind of get away with anything.
Yeah, she can. Yeah, I love that.
Didn't she do an ABBA album?
She did.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's not, it's the first of her greatest hit albums she's done.
There are listeners who want to know, are you actually endorsing that by making it your pick of the week?
I think it's interesting, yeah. It's
interesting.
It's more interesting.
Are you going to sit down and listen to the whole album?
Yeah. Well, is there something wrong with Cher? Just because she's not some bleeding hard acoustic boy. What's wrong with Cher? Who doesn't love Cher?
Quite a few of our listeners think that that's an abomination.
Is it the same people that think Liam Gallagher can't sing?
Different people.
I'd say that's an interesting Venn diagram.
Yeah, right? Sure. Like, everybody loves Cher.
I agree with you.
If you say you don't, you're lying. And if you don't like Cher, I don't like you. There you go now.
Tea, what's your pick of the week, please?
Very, very different. This one is from an up-and-coming Irish act. It's an old folk project based in Donegal, fronted by singer-songwriter Declan McClafferty. And they will be playing, or he will be playing, Ireland Music Week next week. And this single, If You Want a Good Dream, is coming out on Friday. It's really, really lovely. If you're a fan of Villagers, it's definitely one to check out.
That is a Ramper, If You Want a Good Dream. I have to go to some of the many comments coming in from listeners, such as, Jesus, bring back Liam Gallagher. Robin Cork says, don't mind Liam Gallagher, Bono is sounding rough these days as well.
Well, oh, very good. Okay. Penny dropped. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Are the picks of the week both piss takes this week, says another listener?
No.
Okay.
No, mine isn't. These might be.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's not as bad as Bono's voice is nowadays.
Right.
Okay. That's a very unfair.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah. Another one says, come on, Cher's 158 now. Give her some respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think give her some respect, but maybe she'll be calling her 158.
Okay,
she'd rock it if she was, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
But one listener says, good one, Cher, much better than Liam Gallagher.
Okay, whatever.
Don't make him choose.
No, I won't. I'm right on both counts, so...
Right. We have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your contributions. As ever, D Reddy and John Cadell.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.